WMFO Medford. Howdy, my friends. It is I, your faithful music savage host, Ryan D. That means it's time for another Music Savage show. Thank you so much for joining me. And thanks, as always, to my friend Pete. Another great edition of In You All Along. Happy to have your company out there. Got a good show ready for your ears. I hope you like it. I think you will. Get your coffee. Turn up the speakers loud. Maybe to 11. Let's have some fun. Let me just have a show starts right now.
Love you. This is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail to the stars.
Yuri Gagarin, as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us. Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Rearrange its surface. I bought all the new bits and said it would need months on them. Hours and hours every day. And a lot of money too. And he just lies in pieces in the corner of the room. Totally useless.
Music Savage Show. Music representing my opening movie clip, The Iron Giant. Looper right there with My Robot. Great one from the former Bell and Sebastian bassist Stuart David's second Looper album, The Geometrid, released back in 2000. Really great stuff up ahead of that from Public Service Broadcasting. Gagarin is the name of the track from the band's second album, The Race for Space, released in 2015. It was made using lots of samples from the British Institute to create the story of the American and Soviet Union space race from 1957 to 1972. It's a really fun album. You should check it out. The Future Heads up ahead of that with Robot off the now defunct English band's 2004 self-titled debut album. The Cardigans doing a very jazzy Iron Man cover. Black Sabbath, obviously. Famous song. And that cover appears on the Swedish band's 1996 album, First Band on the Moon. And kicking off the set and the show with REM Superman, the second single from the fourth studio album, Life's Rich Pageant, released back in 1986. All right, I'm having a good time already. I hope you are too. This next set celebrates some of my most favorite hip-hop albums that are turning 30 this year. I can't believe I'm saying that, but these songs are on albums that are all going to be 30 years old. Yeah, and there is 1988 was a spectacular year for hip-hop. If I could have just done a whole show, and I'll probably continue on future shows to just grab as many of the amazing hip-hop albums that came out in 1988. So this is celebrating an amazing year of hip-hop. A lot of all of these songs are like my favorite songs. And again, the songs you hear are on albums that are turning 30 in 2018, including this one. It's a great one, Eric B. and Rakim.
I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. Back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean? I'm raging, creeping up the stage, and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cuss is sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing. Vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide. The invincible microphone fiend Rakim. Spread the word. It's M-N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side.
by any means necessary. This is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material, material. Grand Imperial. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off. You should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm. Step off, step off. Ladies step and gentlemen, off. You're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one rap hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You try to move away but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should've backed up. For those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I gotta talk to chamber one on one. And I'm the remainder. Remainder. So close remainder. Your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
For this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fessed, talking about, "Nigga, please, you work for UPS." Since he was no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly ballet boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped frontin' and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his beeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. I got another brother that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said that he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, "Can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now." They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Vaughn Lee. Better than only y'all as Kamasa Kufi. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse and all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get this job in a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, "Sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted." Now my cousin Vaughn still tried on and on till the light break of dawn to put this J-O-B in effect. But they'd look right past him and be like, "Next!" Now for the year of 88, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like, straight. He walks into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, "Vaughn, welcome to my store." Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some deaf doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. I would have to beg to get on a mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep it, instead of trying to use it. But now things switch, what I believe. Yo, Biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.
Aw, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Ginsu, wait until when you tried the front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, at game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the canes start to talk, cause
don't have
I'm a Big Daddy Kane. The rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon. I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field in court. Then again, on second thought, the half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, so yes, I guess. Suggest the rest should fest. Don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax. The climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit. Ideas start to hit. Next, the formation of words that fit. At the table, I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them C's evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. Your son might the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rake them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Arsalaam alaykum.
We got the chill,
chill, chill, chill.
Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy. When your rhymes in the void, never sweating your girl YP, cause she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12 I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax. Maintain them C's while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
The computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my kisses I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss, don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still, make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul, pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E, and one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line, then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. For all those underwear, it means rest in peace. Cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the G-rocker, don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the shit.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all K.E. in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one who lights the max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ La Bourse.
No shorts.
All right, you kids get to bed. I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
"Keep still, boy, no need for static."
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kiddie starts to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cast. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle Rick is really weird.
Knock 'em out, Rick.
I know, right? What does he mean, straight and narrow?
Knock 'em out the box,
Rick.
Knock 'em out, Rick.
Oh, no. I think you'd be cracking up here.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick.
Good night.
Crumbs. 1988. That was a fine year for hip hop. Including that wonderful track, Slick Rick the Ruler. Children's Story, the name of that one. That was a second single, and one of my most favorite hip-hop songs ever, and that's from the MC's debut album, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, released on November 1st, 1988. EPMD, You Gots to Chill. That is just a great track, and it's it was the third single from the New York duo's debut album, Strictly Business, released on June 7th, 1988. Up ahead of that, Big Daddy Kane, Ain't No Half Steppin'. That's the first single, and probably one of the best hip-hop songs ever. The lyrics in that song, you know, pick a BC date because you're history and you're a butter knife and I'm a machete. I mean, it just keeps on going. He just keeps flowing. It's a great song. It's a great album. Long Live the Kane. That's the MC's debut album. And that was released on June 28th, 1988. Biz Markie doing the Vapors. Great one from the Clown Prince of Hip Hop's debut album, Going Off, released March 1st, 1988, and kicking off the Ode to the Hip Hop Album's Turning 30 set, Eric B. and Rakim, Microphone Fiend, fantastic single from the New York City duo's second album, Follow the Leader, and that was released July 26th, 1988. I also loved all the calling out of the years of the year in those songs. They knew what was happening in 1988. All right, it's Music Savage Show. I'm your host, Ryan D. Let's get back into it. There's a great new album coming out today. It's the fifth album from Scottish band Franz Ferdinand. It is so good. I've been listening to it many, many times. And this is the third single from the new album from Franz Ferdinand here on the Music Savage Show.
Calling out, show me your bare claws. Go rip your heart out tonight. You were just a late night.
With a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Food. upstairs on me. You should catch me in your bed sheets, just rattling your chain. Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange. You used to buy, I used to moan. Strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to charm that snake.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my fangs were fake.